I never felt we were going to get back into the game after the goal, and I felt that we were playing second to fiddle to Donegal after about 15, 18 minutes, to be honest. I don't think Donegal were overly great, but yeah. I think they were a lot better than us.
Yeah, but in the first half, I thought for a while that you had got into the game and you did dictate a bit. You were in control of the game.
We did, but Donegal controlled a lot of the game, but you know, a lot of the ball. But in the first half, we probably snatched at a couple of chances in that and didn't make the most and turned over a couple of ball. But I just felt there was a difference in standard. I thought Donegal were much better.
Yeah. Having said that, Ryan Bell did cause problems any time, you know, the ball went in, you know, and Chris Bradley came on, caused problems as well.
They did, but not enough, you know, and I just felt that we were like a group of individuals attacking with Donegal. Mm. Again, without being overly dangerous a lot of the time, you know, from their point of view. But they looked Donegal, look a very few of their starting forwards on the pitch, you know. Yeah. So it's no more than ourselves. We like to think wasn't too many of our starting team playing as well. Yeah. But I just felt that they were far more dangerous and far more comfortable in their own skin.
Many of your established players, would you be missing there tonight?
We would be missing between 12 and 14 of what we count of our first 20 or 21, you know. So it's about us now trying to get as many of them back in the pitch and get them up to speed now between now and the start of the league.
Yeah, there's no easy group, I suppose, in the McKenna Cup, but you probably did get a tough one in the fact that you were up against Donegal and Monaghan, two season counties.
Yeah, we got a tough one, but to be honest, that's I was looking forward to it because, you know, there's no point in fooling yourself. You're playing against two teams who have won seven Ulster championships in the last 8 or 9 years. So they've been in Division One practically for the last 5 or 6 years. Very, very, you know, give good accounts themselves. So that's what I was hoping. We're better seeing where we're at as early as possible.
Yeah, and you found out in these two games.
Yeah, found out massively, you know. So we did. And, you know, as I said, Donegal have a far stronger squad. They have a far better standard of team at the minute, you know, and that's the challenge.
Tell me, how is it going for you in Derry?
Enjoying it an awful lot, Tom, you know, and despite the hurlers we'd beat at the weekend, I suppose, you know, selfishly from our point of view, we're looking to get them back on board for ourselves and a few wee injuries that just need to be cleared up, but we're looking forward now to the start of the league.
Yeah, and Leitrim is the first game, so all eyes on that one now.
All eyes on that one, yeah. Looking, you know, from the minute you get going, obviously the championship's down the line, but you know, when you're in Division 3, the first round of the league's the big day for you, you know.
Yeah, and obviously the target has to be promotion, has it?
Ah, yes. Look, well, the target at the minute, Tom, is to win the first game and take it from there.
Yeah.
You know, you lose the first one, you will probably take in the 3-game thing. You have Leitrim, you have Down and Tipperary. They're 3 big days over maybe a 14-15 day period, so you've got to really hit the ground running for that.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy league either.
No, it's not going to be, and we knew that, you know, starting out, you know, but look, we just got to focus now on getting ready for the Leitrim game.